The panel was in agreement that social media is a double-edged sword. Both protesters and the people they are protesting can use it to literally read the other side's thoughts. Jay Parker is a professor at the National Defense University in Washington.
Many times, victory or defeat in social movements is measured by how much you have validated your ideas and how much you have delegitimized the power used by others.
One teenager whose friend died after being subject to online harassment asked if the good aspects of social media outweigh the bad. The panelists agreed that comments on social media can be far from civil.
Online, you can be many things, you can be many people, but you don't feel the responsibility.
That's Lamor Shaponi, a professional storyteller from Israel. She compared the lack of respect on social media to long-range missiles.
Nobody is tracking this behavior of value and morality on social media, and it's exactly the same thing. You can hit harder, more accurately, from a greater distance, because you don't see the person.
Andy Grace is the communications manager for Burning Man, an annual festival in the Nevada desert. She cautioned the audience to remember that social media is a tool for both users and owners.
It cracks me up to see people getting angry about Facebook making this change or that change as if they are the customers. You're not the customer, honey. You're the product. You're what's being bought and sold.
Catherine Phoenix was in the audience and said she'd have to think about what was said, but that's why she came.
I just tweeted yesterday that I come to World Affairs to get my mind blown. And it happens every year.
Phoenix is a librarian who took a week of vacation to attend the conference and says she hates to have to wait a year for the next one. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.